In his small neighborhood, George Hatton is not a difficult person to find. He is well-liked and well-known. George is infamous for joking and making other people laugh. He has many nicknames. Most people simply call him George. Some friends call him OG. Some call him OG Stack a Dollar. But the nickname he enjoys most these days is Grandpa. George is not a gang member or a drug dealer, but he often tells stories of a different time in his life. George graduated from Hickman High School in 1975. At the time, college was not an option. His family simply did not have the money.
As a young kid, it wasn't really a lot of things for blacks to do or opportunities. Doors wasn't really open to a lot of people. You had to have what we call people that are in high places or well-known parents that are well-known, you know. But other than that, you would either fall off into a gang or you fall off into a life of drugs.
In addition to a lack of resources, there was the harassment. George says the police made life difficult for him and other black people in the area.
I kind of, you know, it weighs heavy on, you know, the way they always harassed you all the time. You know what I mean? To where the atmosphere that you lived in, you know what I mean? Like the surroundings that you lived in kind of just drove you or just pulled you, sucked you into things that happen, street life.
George recalls a number of encounters that he has had with law enforcement in Columbia. George says the root of the problem is racism.
I remember I was in my 40s, and I came home one time. I was living in Kansas City. I came home one time, and I was walking down the street with a blue shirt on. And a police stopped me and asked me, was I a Crip? And I told him no. Well, that, in turn, led to an argument between both of us. Got real close to being violent. I don't like being stereotyped because I have a blue T-shirt on or I have a red T-shirt on. Everybody is stereotyped as a gang member or a drug dealer.
After graduating from Hickman High School, George played semi-professional football. But when his plans to play in the NFL did not work out, he turned to street life. He made thousands of dollars a week selling crack cocaine.
Money is the root of all evil in the world. Just look at it. If you make $1,000 a day, are you going to work a $7, $8 an hour job when I'm making $1,000 a day kicking it on the street selling drugs?
But George's life as a drug dealer was short-lived. After multiple arrests, he spent much of the 1990s in jail for drug-related offenses. Despite an increasing drug culture in Colombia, George still believes that racism was a major obstacle for him.
Back then, you had a couple of police officers on the police force that really just had it in for blacks. And they made it a point to try to get to know all the blacks, but to really kind of like dog most of the blacks out.
George recalls a time when tensions in his neighborhood finally reached a boiling point.
Two girls had an argument, okay? And this one girl was pregnant, and the police was arguing, and she was arguing with the police, and the police kicked her in the stomach while she was pregnant, which set off almost a riot, you know, because I saw several people beat this police officer, you know, and they smashed his car, tore his car up until actually the state patrolman came in and actually got the car back. But it was kind of like, for about a couple of days, it was kind of like martial law around here.
Racism, harassment, and riots characterized George's experiences with law enforcement. Despite this fact, George says he was still excited when his daughter told him of her plans to become a police officer.
I remember one time she had told me, you know, when I was off in the street life, she had told me, she said, Dad, I don't know if I could ever arrest you if you ever did something wrong. And I tried to embed in her, do your job, to be the best you can be at what you do. Whether if I do something wrong, arrest me.
Arresting Dad is something that his daughter would never have to do. Having a daughter on the force changed George's outlook. Today, George is a role model. The neighborhood kids call him Grandpa, and he tries to instill a sense of pride, responsibility, and respect in youth. He doesn't want them to make the same mistakes that he did. When asked about the future, George says he hopes that the young people in his family will be able to live a better life with more opportunities than he had.
Right today, I've got grandkids that play sports, very good at sports. I have a couple of, I got a nephew that verbally committed to Missouri. And, you know, it was a smile to see that me growing up and the talent that I had, I always wanted to play at Missouri. But mother just didn't have the money to pay for that first year of college. So I never got the opportunity to play college ball. But, you know, I smile and look at my nephews, and he's a defensive back. Missouri offered him a scholarship, and probably about 40 other colleges have offered him a scholarship already to come and play for them, guaranteed him he'd start, you know, as a freshman right off the bat, you know. But I'm hoping he stays at Missouri.
She ain't
got to
go home, and she ready to go home.
Oh, she ain't got to go home, she ready to go home. Are you homesick?
No, I'm ready to go home. You ready to go home?
They're ready to call me Grandpa stay around here.
George is proud of his daughter and nephew. While life may be slowing down, George feels that the view from his porch couldn't get any better. I am Raymond Somerville for the Missouri Audio Project at the University of Missouri.